This program is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
At age 22, young entrepreneur Eli Eisenstadt was struck by a bolt of inspiration that sent him along a path of innovation to forever change mobile messaging through the power of music. The business is BeatShare. The website, www.beatshare.me. The company's BeatShare, it's an app that brings music into the heart of communication. Joining us on the line is Eli Eisenstadt. He's joining us from Irvine, California. Thanks for joining us, Eli.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. At 22, how did you come up with the idea for BeatShare? Tell us a little bit about the ramp into it.
Yeah, no, of course. You know, a couple of years ago, mobile messaging was just getting off the ground. And at that time, there was companies, you know, such as Snapchat that were really just emerging, and they broke the ground in the sense that for the first time, individuals could communicate with alternative mediums. And in the case of Snapchat, it was the visual world.
Yeah.
Photos and videos could now be a way of communication. And for me, I was always, and still am to this day, a music enthusiast. So we really believe that music should be a central component to the way that we communicate, and that's precisely why we created BeatShare.
Excellent. So, and by the way, I have a long history as a player, composer, and producer, so I'm already drinking the Kool-Aid. And for our listeners, functionally and conceptually, are we sharing music that tells a story for the recipient of our message? In other words, the song or the lyrics or the mood or the venue, is that the essence of the communication? Or is there also a textual component to this? Tell us a little bit about what the sense of that is.
Yeah, of course. BeatShare really taps into, you know, the intrinsic power of music. So when you're listening to song, whether, you know, the beat drops, or a chorus hits, the hook of the song repeats, right, it evokes these powerful feelings and emotions. So as a user, you're able to take these portions of music that evoke these feelings and personalize them, whether it be a photo, a video, some text, and send to one or many friends. And that's the basic functionality of the application.
All right, beautiful. So the music is sort of the essence of it at the core, and then there's like a surrounding narrative or response, and that becomes the messaging, and this is shared. So there's also, you know, you're actually sharing music itself as well in addition to communicating, which makes it so beautiful, particularly for guys like you and I that are music enthusiasts and want to spread that love as well. So that's so cool. Talk to us a little bit about the stage of the company from the entrepreneurial perspective. Did you require a capital raise? I mean, talk to us a little bit about the development. And of course, I want to bring in this idea of a mentor for our audience, which is predominantly entrepreneurial types. You've got an executive named Barry Lieberman who was key in all of this. So, just kind of give us the arc on the upstart and kind of where you are today, if you would, please.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would love to say that it was a smooth path through the whole way, but that was quite the opposite of that.
Yes, that's how these things roll, of course.
Yeah, it started as a simple idea.
Yeah.
And from there, I knew that I don't know what I don't know. And being at that age, I thought the best step forward to take this idea into fruition would be to join some sort of accelerator where the fields of the accelerator touch what I'm going after. So I joined the Design Accelerator, which was in conjunction with Art Center College of Design and Caltech,
mm-hmm,
located at Idea Lab in Pasadena. And after spending 3 months there, I worked with Maggie Hendry, who is the chair of interactive design at Art Center, as well as some, you know, business development professionals, and went back to Chapman University, where I was a student, and joined their accelerator incubator program, in which I met Barry Lieberman, who's a seasoned business development, marketing and sales technology, and go-to-market strategist,
mm-hmm,
in which we entered the Chapman University business plan, which we ended up winning, and kicked us into a national competition called California Dreamin', where there was over 1,000 entrants from 29 universities across the country, undergrad, postgrad, et cetera. And after 3 days, we ended up getting second in that. And that exposed us to the angel community, in which we ended up raising just shy of $1 million in angel financing to build the products and to build out the technology. And then in 2016, we did a follow-on funding round that was through convertible debt for another $1 million.
Excellent. Tell us about the people part of the equation. Do you have a virtual staff? Is there actually an office? What does the operational side look like, Eli?
Yeah, so there's three partners of the company, the three pillars, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I'm the founder, and I'm really, you know, a mobile technology enthusiast and set the vision. Barry Lieberman's our president and COO. He brings 30-plus years technology sales, marketing, and business development. And then Rob Patrick is our chief technology officer. And, you know, he built and exited a mobile development agency, and he was hungry, looking for partners and a new idea to jump into. And then from there, Rob brought in our lead senior developer, who he's worked with for 15 years, who helped build the proprietary back-end technology, and then as well as a production designer and two iOS developers. We have an office that is located right next to Chapman University in Orange County, California.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for that. By the way, we're visiting with Eli Eisenstadt. He's the founder and one of three pillars in his company, BeatShare, the website www.beatshare.me, just like it sounds, BEATShare.me. Eli, I wanted to, you know, I'm looking at the website, and one of the things you mentioned, it was sort of the UI piece. This UI is quite elegant, and there's a lot to learn, folks, for you, those of you listening. If you look at the simple step-by-step, you know, it's five steps, very simply expressed on a wonderfully elegant graphic website on the homepage of BeatShare.me. I mean, right there, that's such a lesson in, you know, communicating a simple step-by-step, you know, go-to-action type of an environment. So congratulations on that, Eli. And I know that was the culmination of probably much more complexity and discussion, you know, in designing all of this, getting the back end to produce a UI that's so elegant. So I did want to ask you about the music licensing piece. Well, the source of the music, let's start there. Where does the music come from?
So we have integrated the three services for the music content, and that is Spotify Premium, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. So that gives users access to over 100 million songs to choose from. And the core of this back-end technology is what we call our metadata sharing system. So there's been a whole transition in the way that multimedia content lives and breathes. You know, it went from physical, in the case of music, CDs, to digital. You can look at iTunes, people buying individual songs or albums, to now streaming. In the case of music, again, this content being streamed on cloud-based services such as Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. With this streaming format, people or individuals are paying small fixed fees for access to this plethora of music. So with that transition, what we're able to do from a technological standpoint is access the underlying metadata associated with these songs coming from these on-demand streaming services.
Okay, so the music actually is streamed, all happening in the background, from the on-demand streams, that is, all happening in the background. And is a royalty paid to the composers or the owners of copyright, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the way it works is, let's say I'm a user and I sign into my Apple Music or my Spotify account. I can then have access to the whole catalog that's offered through those services. Mm-hmm. And when I select a song, it then gets streamed from that service, similar to listening to that song from the service.
Sure. Makes sense.
And yeah. So then that service delivers the royalties to the labels and the publishers and the artists, and it trickles down from there.
Well, I love that, Eli. So in effect, you become another distribution channel for the pure music provider, the content creators, and just as in any distribution model, they would get a piece of that revenue. That's brilliant. And so what's your revenue model for Beach Year?
So we really look at, you know, three revenue streams. The first being in-app purchases for enhanced features. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be rolling out in time. We're looking at BeatShare, you know, we're spearheading the market with music, but music's not the only form of licensed multimedia content. So we're currently working on various negotiations now that will roll out shortly, in which we'll bring enhanced media bundles into the application for individuals to purchase inside the application. The second model is advertising and commissions, but we're not going to be selling, for example, Geico ads in our music messaging application.
Right.
It's going to be inline advertising relevant to the user based on their listening preferences and geolocation. So for example, let's say, you know, I'm a big Drake fan and I'm sending a lot of Drake to various individuals through BeatShare. We can then display you know, some of Drake's upcoming songs, some his albums, as well as his upcoming concerts. I'm based in Los Angeles, so you might be playing at Staples Center.
Yeah.
And we can promote his upcoming show at Staples Center, as well as his merchandise. And BeatShare would then take a commission on that. The third is, you know, this technology that I was touching on, the metadata sharing system, as well as what you touched on, which is this elegant UI. There's various components in that in which a technology integration licensing opportunity can occur both nationally and internationally. And so we're definitely exploring those opportunities right now as well.
I love that. And by the way, the pure music targeted ads, the second part of your revenue models, really fascinating, because we know that the music business has shifted quite a bit in a world where bands used to make most of their revenue from concerts and selling recordings. The market is sort of what I like to call miniaturized revenue, you know, just because you can get songs a la carte, and for a variety of reasons, it's just really transformed itself. So this really supports the artists that are providing the music, which I'll say it's the carrier for the messaging you provide. It's really a brilliant integration of all those things. And of course, the licensing is beautiful too, and the technology. So really leveraging all of the pieces of the assets in ways that protect you, but also leverage and optimize your ability to exploit them in the business sense. So beautiful stuff. Eli Eisenstadt. The company is BeatShare, the website, one and the same, www.beatshare.me. So how many users do you have as we close out this segment? I'd just love to know where you are now and what you see on the horizon.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't dive too deep into the specific metrics, but we just recently launched on the iOS App Store. So BeatShare is in the App Store now, as well as an iMessage extension. So users can actually go inside of iMessage and send these beats, is what we call them, these music messages inside their actual iMessage conversation thread as well. So, you know, we've just recently launched at the beginning of this year, and, you know, we have a couple thousand unique users, and we're seeing pretty high growth levels with those users. But more importantly to us, we're seeing a high level of engagement for the number of beats sent and consumed. So, you know, we're really looking to scale our marketing efforts in the coming months, as well as integrate further multimedia content into the product offering.
I love that. Eli Eisenstadt, thanks for your time today. We'll continue to support and promote you as well through podcasts like this. Appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us on the program.
All right. Thank you so much, David.
Small Biz America.